I'd like to welcome everybody to this. I'm not sure if you are quite aware, but you have just come to the Pema's Book Club. Because I have maybe read When Things Fall Apart or something, one of the books, and are so thrilled to be coming here. And I hope that the weekend will not be a terrible shock, because we're going to take a chapter from this classic text called The Way of the Bodhisattva, and we're going to be going through the chapter, and I'm going to have every day somebody reading the lines verse by verse, and I'm going to teach from the text. But before getting into it, I like to begin first of all by thanking my teachers. I have found that it's always very powerful for me to connect with them from my heart, express my gratitude to them before I begin teaching. And my principal teachers are Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who is the founder of Naropa Institute and is pretty well known in Boulder, Colorado. Some people call him the infamous Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche. And Zigar Khantral Rinpoche, who is my living teacher. I'm also a very close student with Sakyong Mipam Rinpoche, who is the Trungpa Rinpoche's son and the current head of the Shambhala teachings. But it's true, I am in retreat now, and the way it works with when you work with a teacher, the unpredictability of it is that after years of Zigar Khantral insisting that I spend more and more time in retreat, which definitely is my heart's desire to do so, but, you know, working, it took a while for me to extricate myself from various things so that I could do that. And the first time that I was really solidly into retreat, and I had this whole year planned out, then Rinpoche asked me if I would come out of retreat and do the benefit for the center in Vermont. So here I am, you know, just popped straight out of my little retreat cabin and into this large gathering of people. So I find it very delightful to be able to do this. But I do want to express my gratitude to Chogyam Trungpa and to Zigar Khantral Rinpoche for all that they've given to me. And you begin to feel when you work closely with teachers that you love very, very dearly like this and trust so strongly that, you know, just thinking about them, just saying their names brings some sense of blessing and inspiration that I hope will come through my mouth and be expressed to all of you.